What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the channel. It's your man Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again to another video. Today we're going to be diving into the mind of the millionaire, according to Dr. Thomas J. Stanley in his book, The Millionaire Mind. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing, hit that like button, and leave a comment in the comment section. Let me know your thoughts on this video, and we'll have a discussion about it. According to a survey done by 733 millionaires, Dr. Stanley listed out a list of about 30 attributes or 30 factors for these people's success. We're going to talk about the top five, and then we're going to talk about a couple subcategories as well. According to this top five, there's a tie for first place. The first one being honest with all people, and then the second factor being well-disciplined. Now, we talk about discipline, self-control, controlling thoughts, controlling your environment, your physical environment, your mental environment, everything around you, as much as you can control and make it work for you, that's what you should focus on. So you work on self-discipline, you got our journals going, we got our routines going, making sure that we can have the best days as possible, making sure we can attract as much success as we can, as many days as we can, right? I think it's interesting that being honest with all people would be a number one factor, especially in business. Naturally, you can ask anybody on the street, they think business is full of shiesty people, shady people, people that just wanna finesse their way to success. But these millionaires, according to them, it's an honest way that they have achieved and sustained their success. There are many ways you can, get over on people and do things to have a quick come up. But we're talking about people that have sustained success for the long haul. Some of their wealth was inherited, but most of them were self-made, as we will say in this time. They were self-made, and they did so by considering being honest with all people as a number one factor and being well-disciplined. I don't know about y'all, but I love it. It's something I'm practicing, working on, being as disciplined as I can. And I hope you all are doing the same thing. Third on that list is getting along with people. Again, another simple, yet it seems like a quality success factor by these millionaires, right? So getting along with people, that's something we were taught since we were little children. How to get along with people. How is your attitude? How do you respond to other people, right? Do you get along with people, or do people not really want to be around you? We should think about these things, and we should think about them especially in this time when my Instagram feed is flooded. This is something that should be taken into account, especially in this time when everybody is working on their entrepreneurial spirit, right? They're working on building businesses so they can have something to pass down to their children. And it starts with getting along with people. How do you develop relationships in business? Not even just business, even some friendships can turn into business transactions later on, especially with the way that you respond to certain people, right? So can you get along with people? Can you have certain conversations that will help your relationships grow? These are some things that we should think about, especially as we are approaching success. We are approaching something that we haven't seen before. Many times we think about success, we don't even know how we're gonna get there. But the most important thing is to just know where you're going, and the universe will figure all that stuff out for you. Just know where you're going. Number four on that list is really interesting, which is to have a supportive spouse. Having a supportive spouse. You have 733 millionaires. They all agree that the number four most important factor in their success is having a supportive spouse. So what I want to know is, what type of support does the spouse supply to their partner, right? So what does that look like? If you gave me a detailed outline or an example of support from the spouse, having a good spouse to support you along with your journey, along with maintaining households, maintaining business accounts, whatever it may be, I want to know exactly what that looks like, because in this time, relationships are not necessarily of the highest quality or highest caliber, as we would say. So I really want to know what that would look like specifically in somebody that is economically successful. How does their spouse treat them? How do they treat the children? How are they raising children, right? How do they manage money? How do they manage credit, right? So I want to know everything. Why would having a supportive spouse in this time, why would that lead to economic success? definitely let me know. If you know the answer, let me know down in the comment section. Before we dive into that specific one, I want to know you all's thoughts. And number five is working harder than most people, right? So these millionaires consider working harder than most people. So that's more so something we would expect anyway, right? Hard work can lead to success. If you're working hard and you're not really, you know, taking notes, you're taking data, studying how that hard work is being progressed, what's going on, is it leading to something more progressive, or is it keeping you stagnant, right? So you can work hard in something that maintains and stays the same, it's static, but is that hard work effective? Is it efficient? Is it moving you forward? That's why we often say work smart, not hard, but that doesn't mean you don't work hard. So one thing I haven't touched on is that these millionaires agree that they are not workaholics, but when they do work, they work hard. And I think that's more so an opportunity for quality of work to come in and make your business successful, make your family successful, and you can just relax and have heaven on earth. You can have your utopia right in your household. And that all starts with your attitude of mind. And out of those 30 attributes of the success factors for these millionaires, we consider different subgroups, right? So they, of course, they all have different rankings, but they're put into certain subgroups. You have social skills, and you also have orientation toward critics. I know y'all gonna love this one. For social skills, getting along with others, having a strong leadership quality, and having the ability to sell your ideas and products to people, right? So it's more than just having a high IQ, high GPA, performing well academically. It's more in the social setting to have social success, to have social intelligence that plays a huge factor in your success, in your relationship building with people, and the different opportunities that come your way. So even if you're not the most stellar athlete, if you're not the most stellar student, you can become that if you're willing to put in the work. It takes the willpower. But the second thing, if you have a social gift, as I would say, a lot of my extroverted friends, I would say they have social gifts because they're naturally willing to engage with people socially. So if you have that, you can exercise that to your benefit. But with that, of course, you're going back to that first factor, being honest with all people. So you already got the social gift, right? You can get along with people. Now you can use that to build relationships, and you can have the success in business, in economics, in relationships, even with a spouse if that's what you desire. You can have all of those things if you use your social skills to your advantage. Number three is having the urge to be well respected. Number four is having extraordinary energy. And number five is being physically fit. Now, when it comes to having the capacity or the willingness to be physically fit, in turn, that would lead to extraordinary energy. Having that competitive spirit not only allows you to compete with other individuals, but you're competing with the person you were yesterday, the person you were in the past, if your goal is to constantly develop, right? So constant development, right, of yourself, of your mind, of your environment, that would lead to your economic success. Or it's at least part of the many factors in your economic success, right? So you, of course, they have that competitive edge. They have to figure out, where do I fit in this market? How do I supply a need for these people, right? How do I supply a service that will help those people, that's useful, that people can use and give them results? How do I supply those things? How do I fit myself into the market? How do I make my own market? You know, they think about all of these things because it comes from a competitive space. So it's not even necessarily thinking about other people. I have to compete with this person. Some people are. They're willing to go into saturated markets. Other people, according to Earl Nightingale, are just willing to create. So if you see a market is oversaturated, you create your own market. You create your own service. You create your own invention, right? You can even create your own way of thinking. Who's going to stop you? Only yourself. And so as we continue to dive into this book, some things I want you to walk away with is to make sure that you have, one, a competitive spirit, whether that's competitive with yourself or other people. Another thing is having strong leadership qualities. And getting along with people, definitely make sure that you are working on your physical fitness. That goes beyond, I'm telling you, it goes beyond the physical body. If you have a fit mind, you can fit yourself right into a successful space. I guarantee you. This is the reason I'm studying this thing. I'm trying to work on my mental fitness, my mental muscle, right? Thinking about what does a millionaire think about, right? That's why we're diving into the millionaire mind. Do you want to be successful? What do you think about all day? According to Earl Nightingale, in The Strangest Secret, he tells us, we become what we think about. And so you could take advice from people like Bob Proctor that tell you ways that you can shift your paradigm, which has almost exclusive control over your reality, right? Almost exclusive. So you have the capacity to change your mind, change your habits. You have the capacity to attract different things from this universe. It's the law. The same things or the same energy that you give out, it will return. And so you can plant seeds that will bring fruit that is poisonous to you, or you can plant seeds that will bring fruit that is nourishing to you. And you have the option of making those decisions from moment to moment, second to second, millisecond to millisecond. As fast as the mind is, as fast as our thoughts are, you have the capacity to bombard your mind with positivity, with that which will bring you success, positive actions, positive environments, positive people. You have that capacity, and you have the tools to make that happen, right? You can become a millionaire. You can become the person that people are studying, trying to figure out how your mind works, especially if you want to do it a different way. I guarantee you can do it. There are many millionaires in this country, and you could definitely become one of them if that is your desire. As we continue to dive into the millionaire mind, I invite you to come back, engage in this conversation. Let me know your thoughts. Do you agree with some of these things? Do you disagree with them? I know it's not everything is going to be set in stone, but these are things that we could think about, things that would factor into our success in relationships, in business, economics, whether you're an investor, whatever it may be. There has to be some common ground for those people that are successful. And so we're going to study those things. We're going to continue to study the millionaire's mind, right? According to Dr. Thomas J. Stanley, I believe he wrote The Millionaire Next Door as well. So we will continue to work on this book and dive into each of these factors. And let me know you all's thoughts on each of these tips. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Once again, we out of here. Peace.